नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 2 प्रेयर्स बाय द डेमिगॉड्स टेक्स्ट 29। बिभर्षि रूपान्यवबोध आत्मा क्षेमाय लोकस्य चराचरस्य सत्वोपपन्नानि सुखावानानि सतामभद्रानि मुहुखलाना। वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन। ओ लॉर्ड, यू आर ऑलवेज इन फुल नॉलेज एंड टू ब्रिंग ऑल गुड फॉर्चून टू ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज यू अपियर इन डिफरेंट इनकारनेशंस, ऑल ऑफ देम ट्रांसेंडेंटल टू द मटीरियल क्रिएशन। व्हेन यू अपियर इन दीज इनकारनेशंस यू आर प्लीजिंग टू द पायस एंड रिलीजियस डिवोटीज, बट फॉर नॉन डिवोटीज यू आर द annihilator. Purport. This verse explains why the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears as an incarnation again and again. The incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead all function differently, but their main purpose is paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam, to protect the devotees and annihilate the miscreants. Yet even though the duskritis or the miscreants are annihilated, this is ultimately good for them. First of all, I seek blessings from all the Vaishnavas, especially Vyasaki Prabhu and all the senior Vaishnavas. Though I am most unqualified, but because this is an order, so just to fulfill the order and for my purification, I will try to speak something on this illustrious verse on the 10th canto. So here the demigods, their prayers has been mentioned over here. And in this particular verse, that is verse number 29, they are telling why the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, he appears on this material world. So the two reasons they are giving, so this is the verse, for the famous verse from Bhagavad Gita, paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkrutam, that just to save the sadhu or the saintly people and to annihilate all the demons or the miscreants. But this verse, how it is very significant for the sadhakas or the person who are practicing the Krishna consciousness. So that we'll see. The main thing that here these people and also Krishna tells, that paritranaya sadhunam, so how it relates in the life of the sadhaka, that Krishna, he protects the devotion or the bhakti of the sadhakas, and thus he tells that he is paritranaya sadhunam. And vinashaya cha dushkrutam means whatever the obstacles or the anarthas that come on the path of doing the devotional service, that he destroys all of them, and that are the dushkrutis or the miscreants, and thus he saves our bhakti. So regarding this, we'll see today that how Krishna is helping all the devotees, their bhakti, and also he is removing the different various kinds of anarthas. The first is the paritranaya, that means he saves the bhakti or the devotion of all the devotees in their life. And of course in Bhagavad Gita also, elsewhere in the second chapter, 40th verse, Krishna tells, Neha bhikramanashosti pratyavayona vidyate svalpamapiyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat, that even if the person who is practicing Krishna consciousness or doing the bhakti, even if he does svalpam apiyasya, very little of his bhakti, but still there is no mahato bhayat. Mahato bhayat is, Prabhupada writes in the purport, that he is not going to glide down in the lower types of species. So that is the greatest disadvantage, because you have come in the cycle of this different species, you come to the most precious human life and you are going to miss that one. So because of that, Krishna is telling that he is not going to miss this one. Generally, if you see in the material world, So people wanted to protect whatever the most valuable thing is there in their life. So generally, the wealth is considered to be the most valuable thing. So the person may be having some flat, or he may be having some vehicle, or some other thing. So he wanted to protect that. But the nature of this material world is that it is very difficult to protect, because sometimes it may be stolen, or maybe some accidents, or so many things. So because of that, he may lose the importance or the value of that wealth. So because of that, he takes the shelter of the insurance. So there are so many insurance companies. So they wanted the insurance, that so that if something happens to their flat or something happens to their vehicle, so that they can claim the money back and so that they can take another one. But the insurance, it doesn't apply only to the wealth. It continues, because some people think that the education is the most important thing. So for that also, insurance on the education is also there. Then the next precious thing the people think is the health. So because of that, there are so many health insurance companies. And first is the wealth, and then comes the health. And the last one, the people loves the most, so that is the life. So because of that, there is the life insurance company. But the thing is, when the person is taking any policy from the insurance, so he has to pay some money to the insurance company, because he is earning some money, but he is giving some portion of that money to the insurance company. But till he is living, so he cannot enjoy that money also, which he is paying to the insurance company. But when he dies, then there is no question that he is going to enjoy that one. Although some other people, the relatives or some other people, they may enjoy that one. The thing is, the people, they can think only up to this life. But what about the next life? So who is going to give insurance for the next life? So there is no any insurance company in this world. So those companies can give you the insurance for the future lives. But there is only one company, that is Krishna Insurance Company. That's why Krishna is telling here in this verse, Neha Vikraman Ashwasti, that even if you are investing little in my insurance company, that is not going to doom. So that will continue in your next lives also. So that's why Krishna is telling the Paritranaya Sadhunam, that he is going to protect your bhakti, not in this life also, but in the life after life also. Then how to understand about this, the second term, that is Vinashaya Cha Dushkrutam. So elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells, Sarva Dharman Parityajya, Mamekam Sharanam Raja, Aham Tvam Sarva Papebhyo, Moksha Ishyami, Masuchaha. So he is telling Krishna that you have to abandon all the religious practices and just surrender unto me. And then whatever the papa or the sinful activities you are going to do, then I am going to vanquish all of them. But if you see, when you come to the bhakti, as soon as you start the bhakti, the first characteristic of bhakti is kleshagni, that this is going to destroy all your klesha or the papa, everything. That means in the life of the practitioner or the bhakta, the past, the klesha or the all the sinful actions, they are completely eradicated. And when you start the bhakti, so you are going on, so during that time, this papa pravritti, or the sinful proclivity, that also destroys. So you are not going to do any papa in that one. Then why Krishna is telling about papebhya? That means, what is the meaning of this papa in the life of the practitioner or the bhakta? To understand this one, you have to see here, Krishna is telling papebhya moksha ishyami. That means he is using the future tense. Moksha ishyami means in future also, whatever you are going to do. So that also, whatever the sinful activities, that he is going to remove all those things. That means when you are practicing the devotional service, so during that time, some accidental things may happen. So during that time also, if something happens, then Krishna is giving the assurance that even if something happens in the future also, so now only he is giving the assurance. In future also, if something happens, then he is going to protect you. That means if you are practicing the devotional service, so regarding this papa, whatever the past papa are there, that will be eradicated. The present, you are not going to do. And even if you are going to do anything in the future, so Krishna is giving the assurance, papebhya moksha ishyami. That means he is going to remove all those things also. But what actually this papa means for the practitioner devotees? So our acharya explains, this papa, what Krishna is explaining over here is the obstacles on the path of devotional practice, when the devotee is just practicing, there may be some anarthas which are coming, but Krishna is assuring that he is going to take care of all those obstacles. So thus, by this verse, we can understand that Krishna is going to protect our bhakti, not only the past, the present, and also in the future lives also. So next we will see regarding this Minashache Dushkruti. Dushkruti means the bad words or the anarthas which come on the path of our devotional service. So basically, if you see, there are these six anarthas: Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, and Matsara. So how Krishna deals with all these in the life of the devotees, that we will see when he does the Krishna Leela, when he appeared on this material world. The first one is the Kama. Kama means the lust. So the classic example for this Kama is the episode of Kubja. So Kamsa wanted to kill Krishna. So because of that, he sent so many demons to the Vrindavan Dham. But what happens? In the Vrindavan, Krishna killed all the people. And later, Kamsa could understand that if he wanted to get the victory, so he has to call Krishna to his home pitch. Because the Vrindavan is not the home pitch of Krishna, Kamsa. Because if he wanted to get victory in cricket, so it is very easy that if the other party, other team comes to your home pitch, then it is easy that you can defeat them. But if you are going to some other country, then it becomes very difficult. So now Kamsa could understand that Krishna has to come to his home pitch, that is Mathura. So because of that, he sends Akrura. So Akrura went and he brought Krishna to Mathura. So when Krishna came, he was with all the Sakas and also the Balram. They are just roaming in the Mathura. So during that time, he saw this one lady who was bent and she was just carrying one plate in her hand. So this lady, her name was Trivakra. Trivakra because she was bent at the three places, that at the waist, at the chest, and at the neck. So because of that, her name was Trivakra. So when she was coming over there, so during that time, Krishna saw this lady. So as we know, that Krishna is the Rasaraj. So in this episode also, Shukadeva Goswami tells this Krishna as the Rasaprada, that he is the giver of the different mellows to the different people. So for Kubja, in this episode, he gave the Madhurya Ras. And for the Sakas and the Balramji, he gave the Hasya Ras. And for the general people, he gave the Adbhuta Ras, or the wonder. So first we'll see, who is this lady? This Kubja, who is this lady? It is explained by our Acharyas that she is the partial expansion of the Satyabhama. Satyabhama is the wife of Lord Shri Krishna. And Satyabhama is the internal energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And her expansion is the Bhu Shakti. And the expansion of the Bhu Shakti is the Prithvi. And Prithvi's expansion is this Kubja over here. But how to understand that Satyabhama is the expansion of this Bhumi Devi? So for that, there was one more episode in the Krishna Leela. So this is when the Hiranyaksha, he thrown this earth planet in the Rasatal. So just to protect the Bhumi Devi, during that time Varahadev came and he just lifted the Bhumi Devi from the Rasatal and he reinstated her at her original position. So during that time, when the union of Varahadev and Bhumi Devi took place, so during that time one son appeared to them. His name was Bhauma because he is the son of Bhumi Devi. But later when he became grown up, he had a very bad association, like the association of the demons like Banasur and etc., other company. So because of that, in his name, the Asura is also came. Therefore, his name was Bhaumasura. But he is giving so much atrocities and so much troubles to all the people. That is, he is giving the Naraka Yatana to all the people. So therefore, he was also called as Narakasura. So one time what happened, this Asura, he attacked the Swargalok. And he went over there and he stole the earrings of the mother of Indra, that is Aditi, and the umbrella of Varunadev. And in the Swargalok, there was one very beautiful mountain peak, which is made up of all the different jewels, that is called as Maniparvata. So he stole all those things and he came to his capital. So his capital was called as Prag Jyotishpur. So this is the, it is also still present in the state of Assam. There is a place called as Tejpur. So this Tejpur is nothing but this Prag Jyotishpur. So when Indra could understand that this Narakasura or the Bhaumasura, he stole all these valuable things from the Swarga, but he could not do anything because this person is very powerful. Therefore, he came to Dwarka, where Krishna was there, and he told, or he made a complaint to Krishna that, please save us from this Asura and give all these stolen things back to us. Then during that time, Krishna assured him that I am going to take care of this Bhaumasura. And he called the Garuda and he climbed on the Garuda and also he took Satyabhama. So now he is going to the war field. But why he is taking Satyabhama? Because Satyabhama is his wife. Then what is the need that one, the Kshatriya has to take his wife on the battlefield? So our Acharya explained that actually this Bhumi Devi, she knew that her son Bhaumasura was the Asura. And she also knew that Krishna is going to annihilate all the Asuras. Therefore, she came to Lord Krishna and she asked the promise from Krishna that he is not going to kill this Bhaumasura until and unless she gave some permission. And this Krishna knew. And now the petition from the Indra was already came. So because of that, he has to do something. And to kill this Bhaumasura, now he has to take permission from the Bhumi Devi. But the Satyabhama is none other than the Bhumi Devi, because Bhumi Devi is the expansion of Satyabhama. So that's why Krishna, he very intelligently, he took Satyabhama on the war field, so that she is going to give some permission, so that then only he can kill this Bhaumasura. So he took Satyabhama, and before that also Narada Muni also came to Dwarka and he gave this Parijata tree to Rukmini Devi. But later when Satyabhama could understand that Parijata tree, the Parijata flower has been given to the Rukmini Devi, and she also asked this Parijata flower from Krishna. And Krishna told her, don't worry, we will go later to Swarga, and during that time, I will give it to you. So generally, it is the customer in the family, you can see that whenever the wife wants something, so during that time, the husband, he took the wife for some shopping. So similarly, now Krishna is also taking his wife, Satyabhama, to shopping. So generally, when the people go for shopping, they also remove their vehicle. They assemble their vehicle. They just climb in the vehicle. So similarly, Krishna is also riding on his vehicle, that is Garuda. And he is also going to the Swarga Loka, where he can do some shopping for his wife. Anyway, before the shopping, he has to finish his work. So that's why he first went to this Prag Jyotishpur. When he came to this Prag Jyotishpur, so this Prag Jyotishpur was also very well protected. So you see, in this material world is created by the five elements, which are called as Pancha Mahabhut: earth, water, fire, air, and ether. So this Prag Jyotishpur, this Bhaumasur, he was protecting this Prag Jyotishpur from all these five elements: earth, water, fire, air, and ether. So first, there are the four walls, thick walls, which are made up of earth element. Then the next, if you enter that one, then there are water canals. So that is the water element. And if you cross that one, then there are electric wires. So that is the fire or the agni. And if you cross that one, then there are so many gaseous chambers. So that is anila, that is the air. And if you cross that one also, then there was a demon who was residing in the Prag Jyotishpur. He has got all the mystical powers, whose name was Mura. So he made some mystical barbed wires, which are not visible. They are in the ether. And that is called as Mura Pasha. So that is the fifth protection for this Prag Jyotishpur. So thus, this Prag Jyotishpur was completely protected by earth, water, fire, air, and ether, all these five things. But whatever these things are, but these are all the material. It doesn't matter for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So when he came, so first of all, he used his Kaumudiki Gada and he destroyed all the earth element. That is all the four walls. And then he used his Sudarshan Chakra to cut this water canals, and next it cuts the electric wires also and the gaseous chambers also by the help of the Sudarshan Chakra. And only the last one, that is the ether layer, that is the Murapasha. So that was only just remaining over there. So just to remove that one also, he used his Panchajanya conch shell. So he just blew the conch, that is the Panchajanya. So just because of the silent vibrations of the Panchajanya, all the Murapasha, whatever the barbed wires are there, they were completely destroyed. And not only that, there are so many soldiers in the army of this Narakasura, they are also having some invisible armors. Those invisible armors also completely destroyed just by the sound vibrations of this Panchajanya. So thus, when all the five protective walls are completely destroyed, now Krishna can enter inside. So when he came inside, during that time also, he was just blowing the conch shell of Panchajanya so that the people can understand that now he wanted to attack. So during that time, their commander-in-chief, Mura, he was sleeping. So when he heard the vibrations of this conch shell, he woke up and he came. And there was a fierce battle between Krishna and Mura was, he was dead because Krishna used the Sudarshan Chakra and chopped off his head. And later, the Bhaumasura himself has to come. And there was a very fierce battle between Bhaumasura and the Krishna. And at one incident, the Satyabhama, she was just looking that how fierce this battle is. So she thought that now this demon may attack my husband and he may kill. So because of that, she becomes very anxious. And she told the Krishna that now don't waste any time and now kill immediately. And Krishna also wanted the same order. That's why he took Satyabhama on that war field. So when he got the order from the Satyabhama, who is none other than the Bhumi Devi, the expansion, so he used his Sudarshan Chakra and he chopped off the head of this Narakasura. And later, the Bhumi Devi herself, she appeared and she gave back all the things which this Bhaumasura has stolen from the Swarga. And when all the people, they could see that this Bhaumasura was shot dead, so that time there are two types of sounds where can be heard. So one party was telling, alas, alas. And the other party was telling that, well done, well done. Because there are the demons, they are thinking that their king is dead now. So because of that, they are in a very fearful situation. And they are thinking, alas, alas. And the other people, the sadhus were there, they are telling, well done, well done. So this episode also proves that Krishna's mission, paritranaya sadhunam, vinashaya cha dushkrutam, that he protects all the sadhus and he kills the demons or the miscreants. So thus we can see that this Satyabhama is the expansion of this Bhumi Devi over here. And also the Satyabhama is the Bhumi Devi, and Bhumi Devi's expansion is this Kubja. And in Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna tells, he is telling about the vibhutis, his different vibhutis or the opulences. And in 7th chapter, he explains Punyo Gandha Prithivyamcha. That means, what is the opulence or the vibhuti of this Prithvi or this earth element is the fragrance, that is Gandha. He is telling this is the Punyo. Punyo means this is the original Gandha or the fragrance. Whenever if you see when the summer time is there, so sometimes after just the summer, sometimes the rain also comes. During that time, you can have the very nice fragrance of the earth element. So that is the original fragrance. That's what Krishna is telling. So now this Kubja, she is the expansion of earth. And earth gives what? The fragrance. So similarly, this Kubja, she is also the expansion of earth. She is carrying the Gandha or the fragrance for the Kamsa. But now she is giving the same fragrance or the Punyo Gandha. So that one for the service of the Krishna over here. Although she is the Dasi or the servant of this Kamsa, but she was attracted to the Krishna over here. But why she is attracted to Krishna? So that is also explained. So to understand this one, we have to see what she was in her last life. So there is a dialogue between Bahulashva, the king Bahulashva, and Narada Muni. And when Narada Muni was narrating the same episode, the Krishna Leela to Bahulashva, so during that time, the Bahulashva asked, so who is this Kubja in her last life? So during that time, he narrated the story of this Kubja. So he narrated the story of Ramayana. So Ravana has the sister, her name was Shurpanakha. So that Shurpanakha was this Kubja. So you can see that their Kubja, what she was expressing her feelings, that lusty feelings, they are not of this life. They are just coming from the last life also. So when he came to this Dandakaranya, near this Nasik, the Panchavati, so during that time, he was also attracted to Lord Ramachandra. And he came with all these lusty feelings. But Lord Ramachandra told that, now I am already married and my wife is also here. So I cannot, and I have already given the vow that he is going to Ekapatni Vratastha, that he is going to have only one wife. So because of that, he is not going to accept this lady. And he told that, now you go to this Lakshmana. So my brother is there. He is also very beautiful and he is also equally potent. And during that time, she went over there. So here also, Krishna is just showing some hasyaras to this Shurpanakha. But ultimately, she could understand that these people are just playing with me. And she could understand what is the root cause of this problem. The root cause of this problem is this Sita. So she wanted to attack on the Sita. So during that time, Rama just signaled to Lakshmana, and Lakshmana could understand, and he cut off the nose and ears of this Shurpanakha. And later, the Shurpanakha, she went to Lanka and complained to his big brother, that is Ravana. And then Ravana, he told about all the Sita's beauty and the Ramayana, that continues. But what happens to Shurpanakha? So that we will see. So after just telling about all the things, what happened in this Nasik to Ravana, then she came to Pushkara Tirth. And at the Pushkar Tirth, she started doing austerity. And she did so much austerity and she pleased Lord Shiva. And when Lord Shiva came before her, then Lord Shiva asked, okay, now you ask any benedictions. So during that time, she told that, I wanted to enjoy Lord Ramachandra. But Lord Shiva knew that this is highly impossible because Lord Ramachandra is Maryada Purushottam. He is not going to leave his limits. He told that, okay, you did so much austerity over here. You can enjoy this personality, but not in this life. But you will enjoy this personality in the next life when he becomes the Krishna. So just because of that, whatever the benediction the Shiva is also given, now she came as the Kubja over here. Although she is the servant of this Kamsa, but when she saw Lord Krishna, she was attracted to Krishna and she wanted to do some seva for the Krishna. And it is also explained that one has to do this Varnashrama Vritti for the satisfaction of Krishna, that is Samsiddhir Haritoshanam. The main aim of Varnashrama is just to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And according to the Varnashrama Vritti, we can see she is a Sairandri. Sairandri means the person who gives this the fragrant oils, or she deals with all these fragrant oils. She is called as Sairandri. So according to his vritti or occupation, she used her occupation in the service of Lord Krishna. But if you are doing only your occupation, but if you are not satisfying the Lord, then that is not the main aim of the Varnashrama. It is something like if you are just sitting in the airplane, suppose you are the pilot and you are just sitting in the airplane and the airplane is only going on the runway, but it is not taking off. And that is not the use of, what is the use of that aeroplane? And actually, aeroplane is not meant for that. Aeroplane is meant for just to take off and fly up in the sky. But it is not flying, just going in the runway. Then that is not the ultimate aim of that aeroplane. So similarly, if you are doing the Varnashrama Vritti in a very good manner, but that is not the purpose of the Varnashrama. The main purpose of the Varnashrama is Samsiddhir Haritoshanam. That means you have to completely satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's what this Kubja did here. Whatever she is carrying, her vritti was the Sairandri, so she gave that in the service of Lord Krishna. And in the 26th verse, Shukadeva Goswami explains the qualities of Krishna. In that verse, he is explaining about so many satya, satya, satya about Lord Krishna. So here also Krishna shows one of this quality of satya. That means he is the satya sankalpa. So when Krishna saw this Kubja, so he addresses Kubja, although she is not beautiful, but she addresses her as Vara Uru. That means the lady with the very beautiful thigh. But actually it was not the case. But the thing why Krishna was addressing her like this was, in future she is going to become a very beautiful lady, because that was the desire of Krishna. And now Krishna is also explained in Bhagavad Gita, ye yatha mam prapadyante tam satyam bhajamyam. Whatever you give some seva, then Krishna is definitely going to give some good to the person who is doing some good to Lord Krishna. So when this lady, she gave this nice fragrant oils to the application of Lord Krishna, so the Krishna becomes very happy. And he also wanted to do something good for this lady. So he wanted to make her very beautiful, because he has already addressed her as the Vara Uru. That means she is, though you are the most beautiful one. So he put his feet at his toes on the two feet of the both the feet of this Kubja, and he took all the fingers, just kept under the chin of that Kubja, and he just pulled her. So she becomes the very erect. So whatever that Trivakra nature was there, that was completely gone, and now she becomes very beautiful. So this is also very significant. So our acharyas explained that why this Kubja, she was like the bent or the Trivakra, because she is the expansion of Prithvi Devi. And one of the reason of Lord Krishna to appear on this material world is that is because of the prayers of the Prithvi Devi, because the Prithvi was completely loaded by this miscreant people over there. If you see some person who is a coolie, if he wanted to lift a very heavy gunny bag, what will happen? He will become bent because of the so much burden he is carrying. So similarly, you know, the Prithvi, she is also carrying so much burden of these wicked people. So because of that, she is also become bent, because this Kubja is none other than the expansion of Prithvi Devi. Now she is also showing that what is the condition of Prithvi. That means this is also bent just because of these wicked miscreant people over here. But now by this example, Krishna is straightening this Trivakra. He straightened and he removed all the burden on her. And by this he is declaring that now as he made her straight, so similarly he is going to remove all the burden from the Prithvi Devi. So by this also he is explaining, he is again that mission, Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Chadushkurtam. As he made the straighten up of this Kubja and made her beautiful out of all the burden, so similarly he is going to remove all the burden of these wicked people or the miscreants on this Prithvi. So here the Krishna's touch, it makes her very beautiful. So similarly, when the person, he is also come in touch with Krishna or the Krishna consciousness movement, his life is also become very sublime. So one time, some of the devotees, they came to Srila Prabhupada and they were just asking, Prabhupada, we don't know whether Krishna is there or not, but just because we have a faith in you and you are telling that Krishna is there, so because of that, we have left all the so many things in our past life. We are doing this and that. We left all those things and we are just surrendered to you. But suppose if Krishna is not there, then what will happen to us? Then when Prabhupada heard this, so he gave answer in two ways. So first he told that, suppose if Krishna is not there, then what is the problem with you? Just see to your life previous to coming to Krishna consciousness, and now when you come to Krishna consciousness. So previously you have got all the bad habits. You may be doing so many different bad habits. But when you come in touch with Krishna or the Krishna consciousness, so you see just your life becomes very sublime and very beautiful. So similarly here also, just by the touch of Krishna, this Kubja, she becomes very beautiful. But here Prabhupada also explained that if Krishna is also not there, then you are having a very first-class life. You are living a life of a gentleman. You are having nice chappan bhog and all those things. If you are not in Krishna consciousness, who is going to give you all these things? But Prabhupada told, but Krishna is there. And suppose if Krishna is there and the whole life you did not do anything for Krishna, then what will happen to you? So that means this is a very dangerous proposition. So the best way is to be on the safer side. So always think that Krishna is there, and whatever I am telling, just you do that one and your life will become very sublime. And when this Kubja, when he saw Lord Krishna, she becomes more attracted. And she don't want to leave Krishna also. So that's why she wanted to give more services to Lord Krishna. So similarly, the same thing happens to the sadhaka. So when he comes to this Krishna consciousness movement, so he cannot leave that one. So that's why this, even if you wanted to leave Krishna consciousness, this is very difficult. So Krishna consciousness is like a mafia. You can come inside, but you cannot go outside. It is like one-way traffic. Even if you go outside, because all these thoughts of Krishna, they are already there in your mind. So it is very difficult to forget all those things. So that's why that once you came over here, then it is one-way traffic. Even if your body is out of this Krishna consciousness, but mind is always there. There is haunting about the Krishna. And later she expresses her desire. She wanted to give more service to Krishna because he is very pleased with whatever the Krishna done for him. She told that, "Now please come to my home." But here she is telling that she is using the word not Krishna, but she is using the word Yuyam. Yuyam means both of you, Krishna and Balram, both you come to my home. So that means she is showing some love, but that love is hidden. That means that is not the pure love. If that is the pure love, then Anya Vilashata Shunyam. That means it is completely unflinching only for Krishna. But she has some love or something, but that is not the 100% love. And when Krishna heard this, that she wanted that, she is inviting them for her home. Now Krishna, he started to think that now he cannot go alone because his elder brother is there and all the sakas were there. So during that time, Krishna also used some trick and he told her that now he is a traveler. So she should understand that he is the traveler. And Shukadeva Goswami, the Acharya tells that what is the meaning of this traveler? So Krishna is telling that he is the traveler and he is deluding by telling he is the traveler, the Balram and all the other sakhas. That means he wanted to tell that he is the traveler in this Mathura and whatever his girlfriends are there, they are in the Vrindavan. So he don't have any girlfriends over here. So they should not think that he is going to have any activity like this with this Kubja. But the Acharyas also tell that what the Kubja was thinking. So Kubja was thinking that he is the traveler means he is alone over here and he don't have any girlfriend and he wanted some girlfriend. Because of that, she can come to me. So Krishna used this word traveler and he tricked both of these people. And actually, if you see that there is no need for Krishna to go to this Kubja's house. Why? The first reason is Krishna is Atmaram. Atmaram means he is self-satisfied. He don't need any external, all these things. Suppose there is some person who is called as Anurakta. Anurakta means the person who is attracted to something. And if you have the control over that thing, which this person is attracted, then you can control that person very easily. But suppose on the other hand, there is a Virakta, that there is some person, he don't have any attachment to anything. So it is very difficult for you to control that person. So the Krishna is the supreme Virakta or the supreme renunciant, but still he wanted to go or he show that he has some little attachment to this Kubja over here. So that is very inconceivable. And the second reason is Krishna is served by Lakshmi Sahasrashata Sambrama Sevyamanam. That he is already served by so many thousands of crores of Lakshmis. So then why he has to go to this Kubja's place? So there is no need because he is already completely self-satisfied. And the third reason is, as Krishna tells, Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam stateva bhajamyaham. That whatever you serve for the Krishna, so he will give reward accordingly. So here she gave the very nice fragrant oils for the service of Krishna. And in turn, Krishna already made her straight and beautiful. That means the deal is completely over here. So when the deal is completely over, then why he has to go? Why he has to accept the invitation of this Kubja over there? Then Shukadeva Goswami explained, actually Krishna is the Sarvatma. Sarvatma means he knows as the Paramatma in what is going on in everybody's heart. So he could understand that now Kubja, so now she started some devotional aspects. So to make her more pure, to give some more benediction to her, so because of that, now Krishna is thinking that now this is my duty, that I have to go and I have to give some my association and I have to make her more pure. So just because of that reason, Krishna told that, okay, now I will come. But not now, because I have to finish my mission first. And later I can come to your house and I can fulfill your the desire over there. And then she went, and then Krishna fulfilled his mission, that is killing of the Kamsa. And later he sent Uddhava to the Vrindavan just to pacify all the gopis. And when the Uddhava also came, and later after all these episodes, then one day Krishna could understand that he has already promised one thing for this Kubja also. And when he remembered that one, so now he thought that now, okay, now I will go and I will meet this Kubja. And he didn't go alone. He went with Uddhava to the house of Kubja. So when the Uddhava and the Kubja, both of them, they came to the house of this Kubja over there, then during that time, she invited both of them. She invited both of them and told them to sit on a very nice opulent seat. So Krishna sat on the very opulent seat, but Uddhava did not sit on that opulent seat. He just sat on the floor. So this is also very significant. So sometimes we are in Krishna consciousness movement. So before coming to the Krishna consciousness movement, we may not be having some different types of different qualities or some talents and all those things. But when we came to Krishna consciousness, we get all the different talents. Why? Because we are in touch with the Krishna or is Krishna's parampara. So that gives us some power. So, but one should understand that whatever the things he is getting, that is just because of the mercy of the parampara and the Krishna. So here the Uddhava could understand whatever the welcome or all the things, the reception, the royal reception is he is getting, that is not for him, but because he is accompanying Lord Krishna over here. So he could understand that thing. So because of that, he made Krishna to sit on that very opulent seat and he just sat down below over there. So that's by this example, he's showing that one should always think that he is the Das. And later, this when the Krishna was sat on the seat over there, then Kubja came over there and Kubja just touched the fragrant lotus feet of Lord Krishna. So he gave his association to this Kubja. So just by the association of the Kubja, her consciousness started becoming very much purified. So that's why in the Shastras also it is explained, sadhu sanga sarva shastra kahe, lava matra sadhu sanga sarva siddhi hoy. That means even the very little sangha or the association of the sadhus or the Krishna over here, that makes the one man very bhagyavan. As if you see, if the person, he has a little association with the potassium cyanide, if a little potassium cyanide has been given to some person, so just by the little quantity of association of that potassium cyanide, what will happen? That person will immediately die. So similarly, if you have the little association of the sadhu, then what will happen? So something will die in your life also, that is the anarthas. As the potassium cyanide kills your life, so similarly the anarthas in your life will be killed just by the little association of the sadhus or the sadhu sangha over there. So the same thing happens in the life of Kubja over here. Because she came in touch with the Krishna, so Krishna, she purified all her anarthas. But it is also explained that her love is not the highest one. Actually, her love is called as Kama Praya. Actually, there are two types of this love. One is the material love, that is called as Kama, and one is the transcendental love, that is called as Prema. So what is the definition of Prema and Kama that is given in Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami? Atmendriya Priti Vancha Tare Bali Kam. If one person, he wanted to satisfy his senses, then that is called as Kama. Then Krishnendriya Priti Icha Dhare Prema Dam. That means if you wanted to satisfy the Krishna senses, then that is called as prema. But here, this in this episode, the situation is in between. It is not neither the complete prema or the complete kama. That's why this is called as This stage is called as Kama Paraya. So the Kubja is given the category of this Kama Paraya. But even if you have all these anarthas, but still if you have come to the Krishna, then Krishna thinks that, oh, now this person, actually he has the anarthas, but he has come to me. So that's why I have to do something good for her. As when the Pujana also came to Krishna, so during that time Krishna could understand that she came, she wanted to kill Krishna. But Krishna was thinking that this personality has came as the mother. And she also came in the dress of the gopi. So when Krishna could see all these positive things, the brighter side of the Pujana, so he sucked the poison, but also she gave a very elevated position for the Pujana. So similarly here, whatever this Kama Paraya state of this, the anartha of this Kubja is there, but because she was in touch with this Krishna, so all her anarthas are completely removed. That's why in Chaitanya Charitamrita elsewhere, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami also tells, Ami Vigya Yehi Murkha Visha Keva Diya Swa Charanamrita Dila Vishaya Bhulayeva. That means this person, he is the ignorant. He don't know actually what he is supposed to ask. And he is asking for the visha or the poison. But I am not ignorant. I am the very intelligent person. Even if this person, like a very small child, if he is asking for the poison, I am not going to give the poison. But what I am going to give? I am going to give the Swa Charanamrita. That means the nectar I am going to give him, so that whatever the vishaya or the material aspects are there, that will be completely removed from this personality. The same thing happens in the episode of this Kubja over here. Whatever the anartha was there, that was completely eradicated. That's why the Krishna is explaining in this verse, Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Chadushkrutam, that he is going to remove the anarthas in the life of the devotees, and he is going to protect the bhakti or the devotion of the devotee. Hare Krishna. Grantara Srimad Bhavagatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.